Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Legendary. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. The air raid sirens are going off. Not the fake air raid sirens like they did as war propaganda when Joe Biden was in Ukraine, but actual raid sirens because Russia is now under attack, under drone attack at an oil plant. And so, who's the leading candidate? Well, we know it was the West that blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, and so if there's any circumstantial evidence there, it points to the West amplifying the war. But I want to just play two clips to kind of set the tone for what is going to be an epic and busy news transmission today. And we'll start with this Zelensky clip that's going viral, and while claims are being made that it's taken out of context, I'll tell you the full context, but no, this is what Zelensky said. Either fund Ukraine and give Ukraine weapons and go to war with Russia, or Americans are going to have to fight and die, is what Zelensky is saying here in clip five.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight because it's NATO that we're talking about, and they will be dying, God forbid, because it's a horrible thing.
Now, I'll admit I'm probably on the far end of being a contrarian, where you tell me to do something, I'm most likely not going to do it. Or you tell me not to do something, you know, I'm going to do it. As with as much knowledge as you have regarding the situation to not make a dumb decision. So, how do we respond to Zelensky saying American blood, American treasure needs to be spilled in defense of Ukraine? I'll tell you, at this point, honestly, my politics aside, whatever politics or worldviews I have, if I'm looking at this neutrally and I've got this little punk in a sweatshirt made by a Balenciaga creative designer telling me that American blood and treasure needs to be spilled in defense of Ukraine, how about no, buddy? How about no? How about now I kind of want you to fail? Now, the people of Ukraine don't deserve that. The good people of Ukraine want nothing to do with this war. And the ones that do will go and fight Russians, and they will fight, and many have died. And many innocent Ukrainians have died because of this war. Many because of Zelensky's attacks. And the different proxy groups that are just out of control in the region. But after we've done so much for Ukraine, that little punk in a Balenciaga sweatshirt that they use to raise money is going to tell me American blood and treasure is going to be needed for Ukraine? I'd say get stepping, buddy. Good luck. Good luck. Oh, because I'm sure that Ukraine will defend us if we got attacked by China. I'm sure that Ukraine will give us all the money back that we've given them too, right? Of course not. It's a one-way street, isn't it? And I'm sick and tired of being on it. But then you have, and I've gone long here in this opening segment, and this is going to be the main thrust today, I'm assuming, with a guest coming on covering this. Now they're saying, okay, it came out of a Chinese lab. It came out of the Wuhan lab. Why are they telling us this now? Why are they telling this to us 3 years after InfoWars broke the story? And it's not even, I mean, we've already done we don't need to sit here and do victory laps. We know we're next year's news today, next decade's news today. So now the question is, why are they admitting it came out of a Wuhan lab, or why do they want us now to think it came out of a Wuhan lab?
As the right on here to cry, Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, I can't tell, am I in 1984? Am I in 2023? Am I in 2020? Am I in 3023? What level of this dystopian future am I in right now? Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Troyer here, filling in on the Alex Jones Show. An honor and a privilege always to be with you, the crew, the audience here on this Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. And now we're into the new phase, year two of the war in Ukraine. And most expert opinions and analysts are kind of seeing the same thing. Not the war propagandists, not your lying media, your lying politicians, but true analysis of this, looking at it for what it is. The war is going to go on, it looks like, for years now, and that's kind of how it's all being prepped. And for Russia, they actually have a serious fight, and they actually have the backing of the Russian people. I mean, imagine after 9/11, all the support George Bush got, all the support the military got, the patriotism, all of it. That's basically what's going on in Russia right now. The parameters obviously different, but maybe not anymore, as Russia is now getting attacked, drone attacks inside Russian territory. So you don't really have support for this war anywhere else. I mean, you've seen the Polish people hopping up and down for war, very oddly, but okay. Where else are you getting that support? Ukraine? Not so much. Not really. And sadly, the people of Kiev and some of these other major Ukrainian cities that have mostly been able to live their lives normally in the last year, I think in this next phase of the war, that's going to change. And so for the next year, Russia is going to be moving forward towards the Dnipro River, and they're going to secure all the land, and you're probably going to see at least 500,000 dead in the process. And they're not really showing much of the footage coming from these actual war zones, and I think that's because they don't want the American people to see how bad it actually is. They want the made-for-TV moments. They want the TV hero Zelensky running around in a Balenciaga sweatshirt. They want the glad handing of the American media, the American politicians, the celebrities going over there with Zelensky. They want to feel good about the money and the weapons, but they don't want to actually show you entire regions of Ukraine turned into rubble, because you might not want to support this. You might not believe that Ukraine is winning the war, as they continue to tell you, which, of course, anybody who's observing this can pretty much do the math. You keep telling us Ukraine's winning, but you keep telling us how much they need weapons and ammunition and money. Well, that doesn't sound like winning, does it? No, quite the opposite. Now, does China's involvement in the war in Ukraine, which is really just China deciding to back Russia in the larger geopolitical face-off of the corrupt globalists in the West, facing off with the, you could say, corrupt globalists of the East, kind of this power struggle for who's going to dictate who's going to be on top of the pyramid when the global government comes into fruition. Now, of course, the American people and everybody on the planet should be against the concept of global government, but they're not getting the full story. Now, we will talk about that today, but you have to wonder, why is the U.S. government and the American media telling you today that the Wuhan lab was indeed the origin of COVID-19? And there's a whole list of questions that follow that and surround that. And we're going to get into that with Dr. Andrew Huff, who was an original whistleblower on the virus origins, in the third hour today. But getting back to the situation in Ukraine now that's being escalated with Russia getting attacked, folks, there's just not much support for Ukraine out there, I'm sorry to say. And you've got, of course, the mainstream media propaganda, but they tell you Joe Biden is popular too. I mean, you know that's a lie. So this is what they do. They push out their propaganda. They get all their brainwashed minions to put a Ukraine flag on their internet profile, or put a Ukraine flag up by their business, or wave a Ukraine flag during their political events. And it's just all propaganda. And you know what? I kind of like what you guys are doing here, putting all the Zelensky crap on the screen. Let's just keep doing that. I mean, just show all the gay Zelensky stuff. And hey, that's fine. If he wants to, you know, make jokes about his penis and play with his penis on television and rub his penis on other men and dance for other men in gimp suits and hump them and gyrate them in a homoerotic display, then that's good for Zelensky. But this is who you're supposed to back. This is who's telling you you need to die and pay for Ukraine to survive, as he's going to be the one in charge when Ukraine falls, stealing all of our money in the process. I mean, imagine Zelensky, you know, this gay twink in a gimp outfit, leather daddy, just mounting the United States of America and just having it. That's what he wants to do. That's what he's doing. And we're just supposed to sit here and take it. But no. See, there's not that support for Ukraine. You've got the propaganda overwhelming you, thinking the support is there. It's not. Anti-war protests in America, anti-war protests in Germany, anti-war protests in France, anti-NATO protests. So no, they don't have the support. They're feigning the support. They're faking it all. They want you to think you're on the winning team. It's like Tokyo Rose, Baghdad Bob, or if I decided to run a commercial because I wanted to sell merchandise and you just had the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl, but I just said, you know what, I want to sell some Eagles merchandise, so I'm just going to say the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And we're going to sell Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl hats and T-shirts. And somebody that doesn't know any better would say, oh, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I want a hat. I want a T-shirt. And then they go out and they buy the Super Bowl hat and T-shirt thinking, oh, look, I'm on the winning team. I'm winning. I'm a Super Bowl winner with the Eagles. No, the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl. You got tricked. And so that's now what's going on in Ukraine. But the situation has escalated, and again, folks, you need to understand the support for the Ukrainian army, the support publicly, all of this, it's just not there. And as far as Zelensky's side is concerned with Joe Biden and Duda in Poland, there is no real cause. There is no real momentum. It's all synthetic. It's all fake. It's all propaganda. And, of course, you can always go back to the question of why and say, well, money. $150 billion to Ukraine? I mean, that's a hell of a lot of money. But then you look at their side from Russia, and this is where your media is not telling you what's going on. Folks, Russian patriotism, support for Vladimir Putin is basically, I would say the comparison is like after 9/11 in the United States of America, where you saw American flags everywhere, patriotism everywhere, people joining the military everywhere. Now, I'm not saying it's 100% for that in Russia, obviously. I'm just saying if you want to have kind of an idea, a flavor, a moment of what this is like in Russia, think post-9/11 America with the patriotism and the support and the unity. That's happening in Russia, and that is legitimate. You don't have that anywhere else right now. You don't have that in Ukraine for Ukraine. You don't have that in any NATO countries for Ukraine. You don't really have that in America outside of just the propaganda. And so when you realize that Zelensky and Ukraine are basically an empty shell of a tank moving in against the Russians that are actually there, want to be there, and have a real agenda and a real cause, you realize the whole Ukraine war was always meant to fail. But there's a bigger problem, and we'll talk about that.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
sad that you have world leaders that will gladly profit and gain more influence and power off of a war that is going to devastate an entire country, see probably at least 500,000 killed overall, and they just don't care. They just don't care. They launder their money, they launder their weapons, and they just do not care at all the bloodshed and destruction going on in Ukraine. All over power, all over influence, and it's truly sick how evil the military-industrial complex and its representatives in the U.S. media and the U.S. government have become. And it's really an odd phenomenon that we're witnessing here, that the anti-war American left that voted for Obama, and that was probably the reason why many centrists, libertarians, voted for Obama, was his anti-war stance and campaigning on ending the wars in the Middle East. Now, of course, he lied. He bombed more countries than Bush did. But aside from that, now those same anti-war liberals are pro-war, just blood dripping from their foaming mouths against Vladimir Putin, against Russia for this war in Ukraine. It's really sick. It's really disgusting. And I'm telling you, they're not really reporting how bad it actually is in Ukraine. They're not really showing you the destruction, the devastation, and the death numbers, because they don't want it humanized. They just want you to, they just want to be able to click their heels, say, give Ukraine money, and then you put the Ukraine flag in your internet profile or at your house or place of business, just thinking you're doing the right thing. You're supporting Ukraine. You're doing a good thing. When really it's just a bunch of money laundering, warmongering, and regime change efforts in a struggle that, quite frankly, we should not even be involved in. You can pick and choose what struggles you want to be involved in. You can pick and choose which struggles, which country's struggles you want to amplify and make the American people aware of. But, you see, they don't talk about what goes on in Yemen, do they? They don't talk about Syria that gets attacked. No, they want you focusing on Ukraine because that's where the big power struggle is going on. That's where the West has been influencing and rigging and meddling in elections and foreign affairs to a point of no return. And even doing deeper analysis into this, I wonder, and we don't really hear about this angle discussed much, but I wonder how much of this invasion of Ukraine is directly Joe Biden's fault. Now, is that because Russia knows that Joe Biden is just going to be laundering money and not actually going to fight a war? Why is it the last two times Russia has gone into Ukraine is when Joe Biden is in the White House? Now, my analytical response to this is that, well, Russia, we know, Putin's problem is he doesn't like NATO's expansion, he doesn't like NATO's aggression, and he doesn't like Western-backed coups in Ukraine going against the will of the people to be more aligned with Russia than the West. But why does he always invade and make moves when Joe Biden is in the White House? Is that because he knows Joe Biden is weak and is not going to do anything? Or is something else going on with that? But see, you never really hear that aspect of it, do you? No, because Joe Biden is the good guy and he's the strong man standing up to Putin. Really? Because every time Joe Biden's in the White House, Putin walks right into Ukraine with Russia. That's Joe Biden, your tough guy. He's standing up. Yeah. No, actually, Ukrainians are suffering greatly because of Joe Biden and Zelensky. And there's been mixed numbers that come out of Ukraine and how many Russians have died and how many Ukrainians have died. But, I mean, high estimates are it's looking like about 250,000 people have died in the war so far, 1 year in. Probably mostly Ukrainians. But Joe Biden's the strong man. He's the good guy. He's standing up to Putin. Or is it that Putin realizes that Donald Trump had the same disposition, generally speaking, towards NATO as Putin did? And if you want to really get down to the brass tacks here, ladies and gentlemen, NATO needs to be shut down. There is no use for NATO anymore. And Donald Trump understood that. And he said, look, why is the United States spending all of this money on NATO and we get nothing in return? Nothing. And if you look at what's happened in the last year in Ukraine, ask yourself this. What has NATO done? What is NATO's purpose? Now, of course, Ukraine is not a NATO nation, so it shouldn't even matter. But that's what this whole struggle is over. So how much money has the United States spent into NATO in the last 10 years? And what have we got to show for it? A big fat nothing except a bill for hundreds of millions, probably billions of dollars. And now, because of this obsession with NATO and whatever Victoria Nuland and Hunter Biden were doing with 46 bioweapons labs in Ukraine. And so again, Putin didn't feel the need to counter NATO aggression. Putin didn't feel the need to counter Western aggression in Ukraine when Trump was president because Trump wanted to ratchet it down. Trump wanted to stop funding it. That's not Trump and Putin colluding. That's Donald Trump being an American president saying, why am I funding NATO? It does nothing for me. And all these NATO countries of ours, these allies that don't pay anywhere near the amount we pay, give us nothing in return. Nothing. Oh, what about strategic this? What about military that? For what? Do we really want a war with Russia over Ukraine? Do we really want the fate of the planet potentially to hinge on Vladimir Zelensky, a puppet, a leather daddy gimp outfit kink boy?
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
$150 billion for Ukraine. What will be enough? Nothing. Zelensky wants more money and he wants the American blood and treasure to be spilled and lost in Ukraine. Truly disgusting. And I just feel bad for the people of Ukraine that are really going to suffer the most from this. And that's perhaps the biggest lie of this whole thing, that somehow supporting Zelensky and fighting a war against Russia is going to help the people of Ukraine. No, ladies and gentlemen, the country is going to be completely devastated and destroyed in many places. And probably 500,000 will die when this thing is said and done years from now. So I want to stop waxing here and start getting into the headlines and tying it into, does the situation, the latest developments with Ukraine and the leaning potential towards World War III with China getting involved, is this why we're now hearing about the Wuhan lab leak for the origin of COVID-19? Well, why are they telling you it now? We'll be discussing that in the third hour with Dr. Andrew Huff. Now, before I move on and get to some of these headlines, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones' latest book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, has been a top seller. And we appreciate the audience for making it a top seller when it first came out. Now, Alex is done signing these books. However, we do still have signed copies remaining at InfoWarsStore.com, but it's your last opportunity. A couple hundred of these left now. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones, hand signed. A couple hundred copies left, and that's it. So limited edition here. Final copies are going out the door now. So take advantage of this before it's too late. I don't think Alex Jones wants to sign another book in his life. But he won't be signing another Great Reset and the War for the World. So get your signed copy right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, all the great products there as well. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, I basically chugged from a bottle of Rainforest Ultra before going on air. It's true. I chugged from it. A little bit more than the recommended 2 droppers. I did a little bit of a chug. But that's okay. It's okay. I'm able to do that. All right? Not recommending that. But, hey, you know what? Maybe you like doing that, too. But I don't go on air without Brainforce Plus and or Brainforce Ultra. Brainforce Ultra, the liquid tincture. Brainforce Plus in the capsule. Whichever one works for you. But I got to say, if you're a student listening to this or you're a parent of a student and you're hearing about you need drugs for your ADD or your ADHD or this or that, folks, don't go down that route. Don't go down the prescription drug route. I would say at least give Brainforce Ultra or Brainforce Plus a try before you go down that route because it's all natural, organic ingredients. Not going to give you the jitters, not going to get you hooked, but is going to give you the mental energy, focus, clarity to study for a big exam, prepare for a big presentation, whatever the case may be. And that's basically what I do. I mean, you talk about a 3-hour radio show, or if you do 2 in a day, like I'm going to today, well, that's basically a 6-hour presentation. So, yeah, Brainforce Ultra is my go-to. Exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are listener-supported. And because of that, we're able to tell you the truth about the origins of COVID-19 and tell you the truth about the vaccines because we don't get big pharmaceutical billions so they can control our content. That's not how we roll here. Now, I just... When I look at the media landscape in the last 24 hours, or really since Monday, actually, I would say, I turn on CNN Monday night. They're reporting that COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab. I turn on MSNBC Monday night. They're reporting that COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab. Folks, we're talking 3 years. 3 years after the story, now they're reporting on it, telling you it came out of a lab in China. Now, clearly, there's an agenda afoot. Clearly, a message has gone out to all the mainstream news. And this is when you'll know you're getting hit with a massive propaganda campaign, is if this weekend, during their weekend news specials, you know, ABC, CBS, and all this other stuff, If they do all their weekend news specials on COVID-19 coming out of Wuhan, then you know there is a massive propaganda campaign afoot that there is a agenda behind. And my best rational thinking is that China's involvement in the war in Ukraine and backing Russia and geopolitically aligning with Russia now is the reason why the U.S. media and the U.S. government wants to blame China for the lab leak. Now, think about how disgusting this is. They knew at the time it came out of Wuhan, and they covered it up because Fauci's involvement, the NIH's involvement, which we have all the proof of, by the way. I'll get into it with the news stories we have today. They knew it for 3 years. Now they want to report on it. Why? Because they're in a geopolitical standoff with China over the war in Ukraine. Not because they actually care about the origins. Not because they actually want China to have to pay for it. But because they're in a geopolitical face-off with China and Ukraine now. And so now they're going to tell you about the Wuhan lab leak. Now they're going to tell you about COVID-19. And these Democrats and the American media are so corrupt. I don't even know how you can possibly analyze this any better than Tucker Carlson did. I mean, he could do a 3-hour presentation on I mean, seriously, 3 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours, 24 hours, how much content could you compile and put together of the mainstream media and the U.S. government telling you it did not come out of a Wuhan lab? They scolded Donald Trump for suggesting it came out of Wuhan. They sent their members to press conferences saying, don't say it came out of Wuhan. It didn't come out of Wuhan. The American media scolding you. Big tech censoring you. You're not allowed to say it came out of China. You're not allowed to talk about the Wuhan lab leak theory. It's fake news. It's false. You're banned. You're censored. You're bad. Oh, now 3 years later, they're all telling you it came out of Wuhan. The same people that censored you for saying it came out of Wuhan. The same people that called you a liar for saying it came out of Wuhan. For years. And they have no shame. They have no shame at all. They have no spine. They have no soul. They are completely corrupted that they can now tell you with a straight face that COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab when for 3 years they said it didn't. And that was a lie. And you should be censored if you say that. And if you're a doctor, you should have your license removed. And with no shame, they go up with a straight face now and tell you that it came out of a Wuhan lab. Now, there's all kinds of different angles to this, because how can they walk this tightrope without burning their own? How can they report on the Wuhan lab now without burning Anthony Fauci? How can they report on the Wuhan lab now without burning the NIH? How can they report on the Wuhan lab now without burning the EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, and everybody else that was involved with the Wuhan Institute of Virology doing gain-of-function research that now they say led to the largest pandemic in world history? How are they going to walk that tightrope of not taking the blame and the punishment themselves while they're admitting it now?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart.
Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Headlines now as the narrative changes. No, it didn't come out of a Wuhan lab. No, no. How dare you? You're silenced. You're censored. You're a racist. Two, it came out of a Wuhan lab in China. China bad. Now, this is breaking right now. Before I get into these headlines, a massive fire. Yes, the domestic disasters continue. The infrastructure collapse continues. We told you this would be the story for the year. We told you this would be the trend for the year, and now it's every day. What new domestic disaster is going to come across the news feed? Massive fire at a metal processing plant in Ohio. And it's actually a giant facility that's a supplier of metals for the entire planet. So it's just every day a new fire, every day infrastructure collapsing. And so that story is breaking right now. We have the footage, but it's not on the screen, but you can see it. There it is right there. This is just outside of Cleveland. Many different angles of this metal plant on fire. So there you go. It's a new domestic disaster every day. You're in the dystopian future. You're in the New World Order. You're in Democrat run America. This is just the new normal. This is just the new normal for you. And they think that the people are so stupid that they can say, nope, didn't come out of China. You're a racist. If you say that, that's fake news to them telling you it came out of China and acting like it wasn't them telling you it didn't. Now, here's some of the headlines. Where are the anti-big pharmaceutical liberals out there? It's funny. They just, as soon as they realize they're a hypocrite, they just act like they were never something. So I remember going around in 2015 and interviewing liberals that were anti-big pharma because one of their big reasons they supported Bernie Sanders was he didn't take money from big pharma. Now, actually, that wasn't true. Bernie Sanders did take millions of dollars from big pharma. But they believed he didn't. And when I brought it up and I showed them, hey, actually, Bernie Sanders did take money from Big Pharma, they got really sour because being anti-Big Pharma used to be a big leftist, progressive, Democrat stance. But now Big Pharma owns them. And so they love that, the Big Pharma. So I'm guessing they won't be complaining about this. Dr. Anthony Fauci increased personal wealth from $7.6 million to $12.6 million during the pandemic, a 65% increase in wealth. And this is mainstream news, folks. And an investigator, Adam Azdrujewski, who's been investigating Fauci's finances, was breaking this down. on Fox Business. Where are the audits into Anthony Fauci's riches? Remember, it was Rand Paul that asked Fauci, and this story broke last week, actually, that, and I don't think I have it in my stack today, but last week, Pfizer and other big pharmaceutical companies were giving hundreds of millions of dollars in kickbacks to Fauci's programs inside the NIH or whatever government bureaucracies he was running. Hundreds of millions of dollars from Big Pharma in kickbacks. Wow. Wow.
What an amazing feat. Fauci helps fund and operate a lab that designs a virus that is extremely contagious, that comes out of the lab, and then Fauci assumes more power he's ever had in his life once his virus gets released. And then Fauci gets to tell you what protocols to follow, which he tells you to take his drug. And then he tells you that you got to take a vaccine if you want to go back to having your life and opening your business, which he gets kickbacks from the companies that make the vaccine. I mean, this is as criminal as it gets, as cut and dry, criminally obvious as it can possibly get. But he gets protected by the mainstream media. And the government's not interested in auditing his wealth. They're going to come for your bartender, your waitress down the street, because they're getting paid in tips and cash. And the IRS, well, they got to get their cut. See, government's got to get their cut. FDA advisors recommend world's first RSV vaccine from Pfizer. So don't you see? Pfizer pays off the government, and then the government makes you take a Pfizer product. That fascism? Is that collusion? Or is that just liberal? Six-time vaccinated, mask-obsessed doctor, confused by being reinfected with COVID every time she gets a vaccine. I shouldn't laugh. It's sad, but I mean, at a certain level, it's like, if you can't figure it out, well, you know, nothing I can do for you. mRNA vaccines contain DNA that can turn human cells into permanent spike protein factories, according to a new study. The mRNA COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna contain billions of particles of self-replicating DNA that can turn human cells into permanent factories for the COVID-19 spike protein. Ah, yes, also reported by InfoWars 3 years ago with our great doctor guests telling us exactly this would happen. Take that vaccine, though, safe and effective. Take that vaccine. It's mandatory. And they gave you that little card. Remember that little card? I mean, they really wanted you to they wanted to kill you with that thing. They wanted you to take 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of these things until your heart blows up, until you become a spike protein virus factory. And, well, they didn't get what they wanted, but they're going to come back. For sure they're going to come back. And maybe that's why they want you to think that the virus came out of a lab now. Maybe it's like a fear tactic. Is it a scarier virus if it's made as a weapon, as a biological weapon in a lab? Is that scarier than if it came from a bat in a soup, in a bowl of soup, like they wanted you to think? Is it scarier to think it was made in a lab as a weapon? Maybe that's why they're doing it. Why is the previously dismissed claim that COVID originated in China now being accepted as fact? 3 years later, FBI Director Chris Wray nonchalantly admits COVID-19 virus likely came from a lab leak in China. And so China is trying to squelch this. CCP threatens Elon Musk, warns him against promoting Wuhan lab leak. The CCP doesn't really like Elon Musk, by the way. They're not a big fan. So, okay. Now, the World Health Organization releases this report. The World Health Organization moves forward with plans to target misinformation and disinformation under international law. And this is what Joe Biden just signed us on to, by the way. And then Mitch McConnell the other day said, we're not a sovereign nation anymore. We should probably re-pull that clip. I believe it was from Sunday night or Monday. Mitch McConnell saying the U.S. is no longer a sovereign nation, and that's a good thing.
Wow. No, it was like it barely even made a ripple. And that's just because Mitch McConnell is such a non-factor. Mitch McConnell is such a zero. He's a Democrat, so, I mean, he says stuff, no Republicans listen. We know what he is. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a big statement. The leader of the Republicans in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, saying, we're no longer a sovereign nation. We're sold out to the globalist. Well, at least Mitch McConnell's being honest. But, oh, it's the World Health Organization that Joe Biden just signed us on to, that Mitch McConnell confirmed. The global unelected health agency, the World Health Organization, is marching forward with its plans to make amendments to the international health regulations, which would give it a new far-reaching powers to counter misinformation and disinformation. Folks, this is what's so dangerous now. And they could be ramping up another virus any day now. With Biden just signing us over to the WHO, the WHO saying, oh, we're going to have misinformation, disinformation, and now they're going to have dictatorial power in the United States, and they'll pull doctors' licenses, and they'll shut down clinics, and they'll censor people that say what they're not allowed to according to the new unelected World Health Organization. But wait a second. We've done this before. This is not new. I'm having a deja vu moment right now. The World Health Organization already targeted misinformation and disinformation. And you know what it was? That COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab. So were they wrong about that? Or is this just full 1984 where on Tuesday, 1 plus 1 equals 2. On Wednesday, 1 plus 1 equals 3. On Thursday, 1 plus 1 equals 4. And on Friday, 1 plus 1 equals 1. In other words, the truth is whatever the state and the government say it is. So it was misinformation and disinformation to say COVID-19 came out of Wuhan lab. Now, 3 years later, it's mainstream news. Make Orwell fiction again. I am in 1984.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with